What else? Go ahead.
Butter peas.
All right, what's the difference between butter beans and butter peas?
Well, butter beans grow in a flat hull, and they're butter beans, and butter peas grow in a hull like a pea, and I think it's a combination of pea and butter bean. I've been told that, called a butter pea.
Is that right?
It's a very good little pea, though.
All right, there's another vegetable that, again, is green, and it's not a cabbage or a lettuce or anything. But we eat it particularly down here in the South.
Celery.
Not celery, but it's more of a very green vegetable. It looks to me like spinach. What do you call that?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's called, you can take various parts of it and eat it. It's a dark green vegetable.
And cucumber?
Not the cucumber. This is a vegetable. It's leafy-like.
Mm-hmm. That's called, I know. Mm-hmm. Can't call it right.
We eat it at New Year's. We have hog joes and what? No, we have hog joes and black-eyed peas. That's not right. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
This leafy dark vegetable is sometimes called mustard blank.
Mustard greens,
or what's another word for it? Hmm? Mustard, what are all those things?
Turnips.
Turnips.
Mustard.
Uh-huh. Turnips. Mm-hmm. All right. When you have several things of lettuce, what do you call those? Like you have one...
head of lettuce.
All right. You have two boys and three girls. You have blank. Five what?
Children.
Okay. What do we call this thing that's connected to our neck here?
Our heads.
All right.
Cranium or whatever you call it.
Okay. If you say somebody has, you know, a lot of children, they have a blank of children, honey.
Hosts or a gang.
What else? A host, a gang, what else?
Dozen, many.
What about the word passel? Would you use that word?
Is that in reference to children?
It says if he had seven boys and seven girls, you might say he had a blank passel of children. How would you use passel if you were to use it? Or would you use it?
I don't believe I've ever used that word.
Passel.
I know what it means, but I there's a lot of words I know what it means that I don't use them at all because I don't like the sound of them.
Right.
I don't like them.
You don't use that word.
No.
What does it mean?
But I have heard people say, well, we brought a passel of corn today. It means a lot.
A lot.
Yes, a good many.
Have you ever heard it used in reference to people?
No.
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 Have
not.
All right, what's the outside of the corn called?
Shucks.
Okay. There are several kinds of corn. Will you tell us about some that you know about? Just call out.
Well, there's popcorn. We used to raise that out of sales. You know, it grows on little stalks about as high as, about like that.
Oh, it's about 2 or 3 feet high.
And
right.
It's the ears are little and yellow.
Oh.
We used to have a popcorn patch. Certainly I know about popcorn. And then there's corn, field corn.
Uh-huh.
You pull it young to eat, and you let it ripen for the stock or to make meal out of.
And what else?
And let's see, corn. And well, I reckon I could tell this, too.
Yes, might as well. We have everything else on this today.
A lot of people used to make corn liquor out of it. You told me it was all right.
No, it was all right. What about the word, have you ever heard sweet corn or?
Yeah, there is a word, sweet corn, and that is used mainly for boiling, I think. I don't believe you use it anyway except to boil it.
Mm-hmm. When you serve corn, how do you serve corn?
It's a vegetable. You cook it with, you can cook it on the cob, or you can cut it off and serve it as a whipped cream of butter and salt and pepper in it. And, cook it that way. Some people fry it, some people cook it inside the stove, but we always cook it in the stove with real cream and